On today's episode of the Dads Making a Difference podcast, I have the opportunity to have a conversation with Madeline Anderson. She is an entrepreneur and the author of the book Girl Dad: Stories, Lessons, and Advice from Girl Dads and Their Daughters. She has an amazing perspective on what it means for us dads to be strong girl dads. So whether you are expecting a new baby that's a little girl, you're starting a journey with a young daughter, you're taking her to school for the first time, or you're entering the infamous dating teen years, or maybe you're packing up your daughter to move off to college, this book, Girl Dad, has you covered. It's a beautiful book of anecdotes and tips from daughters and their dads on how you can build a strong relationship with your daughter. In our conversation today, Madeline's going to cover 5 key questions that you can ask your daughter that's going to deepen your relationship. She's also going to talk about the importance of a work-life balance and how that could be the biggest red flag in the relationship between you and your daughter. And she's going to give you the solution on how you can avoid that trap. She's also going to give us insight into how we can be dads who are present, connected, kind, and build strong, lasting friendships and relationships with our daughters as they grow. I'm very excited for you to dive into this conversation, especially if you are the dad of a daughter. My conversation with Madeline Anderson on the Dads Making a Difference podcast starts right now. You are listening to the Dads Making a Difference podcast, the number one podcast for men driven to live a life of significance. Men who want to make a difference in the lives of their families, in their business, and in the world around them. My name is Cam Hall, founder of Fight the Dadbot and leader of the Dads Making a Difference Mastermind. Thank you so much for spending time with me today. Now, let's dive in. Madeline, it's great to see you. Welcome to the Dads Making a Difference podcast. I'm excited for a conversation.
Thank you, Cam. I'm really excited to be here.
Madeline, I had the pleasure of reading through your book over the last several days. And I got to tell you, we're going to get into this book quite a bit. Madeline's book is called Girl Dad. It's stories, lessons, and advice from girl dads and their daughters. And man, I sat on the couch and I read this. The best part about this, Madeline, is my daughter sees me reading this, right? And so She comes over, she's like, "What's that?" And I don't hide it from her. I was like, "Well, read this book. Think about these stories." And dad's challenging himself to be a better dad for you. And I want to make sure that I'm there for you. And we're going to get all those topics. But this is a great book. What inspired you, Madeline, to write this book?
Well, my dad is definitely the number one inspiration. But I wrote this book because I have an incredible relationship with my dad. And I had no idea how rare that is. And I want to change that. So it started with me interviewing a wide variety of dads and daughters from all over the place. And I think it's really their stories, lessons, and advice that shine throughout the book. And it's supposed to be uplifting and encouraging. And I want dads to read it and feel pumped up and excited and just really eager to have a daughter and all the joys that come with it.
It definitely gets you excited. And what I love about it, it's that if you're a dad at any stage, there are things in this book that are going to hit you in the heart and challenging a little bit. Like you give lots of pointers for the dads who are expecting a baby who's going to be a girl and they're really excited, but they don't know what it means. You talk about branding yourself as a girl dad. And I want to go there first, because I think in my journey as a dad, I'm like, yeah, Maya's my daughter. I love her. I'm a girl dad. But you really challenged me in this book. Like, what does calling yourself and branding yourself a girl dad mean? So share with us, what does it mean to brand yourself a girl dad?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think this is something, a framework that you can use throughout life, regardless of what it is that you want to do. Anytime you want to set your mind to something or to become someone, I think it's really impactful to brand yourself as that person. So if you want to be a morning person, you got to start calling yourself a morning person, right? And then you'll hold true to what you're saying. And the same goes with, you know, I use some of the examples in the book. If you want to be a photographer and you just bought your camera, start calling yourself a photographer when people ask what you do, and you'll start acting like one, you'll start making decisions like one. And same thing with me. As I was writing this book, I was writing this chapter, and then I was like, Okay, well, I need to practice what I preach. So I need to start calling myself an author when people ask what I'm doing and what I'm up to. And that was honestly really uncomfortable for me because I felt like a fraud because I was, you know, a few chapters into writing this book and I wasn't a published author, but at the same time, I was an author. I was writing a book actively and I was pursuing this dream. And so I said it from the get-go. So I think when it comes to branding yourself as a girl dad, that the moment that you decide, okay, I am a girl dad, then, you know, it's just, you'll find that it's easier to make decisions accordingly and to prioritize, you know, certain times with your daughter or certain actions, because you know, in your heart, that's the kind of man that you are. So it's just a good way to kick off the book and get into that mindset and be ready to take action and be intentional.
That's amazing. I want to ask you, because you just mentioned it, you maybe had a little bit of imposter syndrome calling yourself an author. Because if you're watching this on YouTube, you see that Madeline's, I don't know how old you are, Madeline, but you're definitely a lot younger than I am. But, you know, it's amazing that you felt called to write this book based on a relationship that you had with your dad and to take this on at an age where a lot of people don't focus on that. Right? They go in a different direction. So for you to come into this journey of writing the book, deciding I'm going to do this, what did it look like for you in that process of being like, do I call myself an author, to getting the book done, getting it out there, and then being like, okay, now what? Because it's not a you write it, they will come. Like, you got to promote it and get it out there. So what did that journey look like for you?
Well, it started when I was 22 years old and I'm 26 now. But I was actually just, I was driving in my car. I remember exactly where I was, what street and everything. And I had this thought that came to me and it was, you should write a book called Girl Dad. And this is really non-traditional for authors because usually, you know, you have this story, you know what you're going to write about. And then the title comes a lot later. Usually, you know, you scratch it, you start over. But this was like this calling that just came to me and it was like, you need to write this book and you need to call it Girl Dad. So I actually called my dad after that. We chatted about it. He was so excited. I mean, like, so excited. And I was like, okay, well, now I really have to do this. And honestly, it just, the way that it looked, it was me going to a coffee shop every Saturday morning for a few hours. And I loved this little local coffee shop and I loved being outside. I like thrive when I'm around people and there was lots of buzzing and, you know, I don't want to call it easy, but it was natural. Like, it was something that I felt like I needed to do, but I also loved doing it. And then after I published it, like you said, it, you know, the work doesn't stop there. You know, it's evolved into so much more than just the book. I'm doing a lot of speaking engagements. I'm speaking at lots of fathering conferences, which has been really fun, and podcasts. And I'm just turning this into a full community. And I'm really, really excited about what it's becoming. But I think at the end of the day, to answer your question, it's just this calling that I've had. And it came from that moment in the car and I've just, you know, rolled with it and just known that there's something really important here.
I love that in that story, your dad exemplifies the qualities of what you share in the book, A Girl Dad Is, because you just said, you know, I shared it with my dad and he was super excited.
Yeah.
And then I felt like, oh no, like I'm really going to need to do this now. Because of his excitement, did it spur you on to be like, okay, this is something that I'm going to do?
Oh, absolutely. It held me accountable because I'm like, I can't say I'm going to do this and then just drop the ball. That's not cool.
Because what I learned about your perspective and your dad's perspective through this book is that he wouldn't have let you just let it slide.
Right.
Yeah. It's amazing. In the book, you go through a series of rules for dads who want to be a girl dad. Now, I'm not going to give everything from the book. So if you're listening to this, get the book, go order it. Read the book. It's fantastic. But I want you to just give us an overview of some of the main takeaways that a dad could get this book and some of the main takeaways that you hope that he walks away with.
Definitely. I think there's three top takeaways. And the first one I want to kick off with is don't stop being you. I think this is something that a lot of dads are afraid of when they first find out they're having a girl, at least they're like, oh no, you know, this means I got to start painting nails and playing with Barbies and I can't golf with my friends or watch football on Sundays. And I think that that's the wrong way to go about it. And I think you should absolutely continue what you love doing. And in fact, you should invite your daughter to be part of it. And a lot of wonderful things can happen from that. I mean, I don't want to go into too much detail, but for example, like my dad loves golf. He always has. When he had me, he did not stop playing golf. He actually would take me to the golf course. And when I was young, it was all about, you know, counting how many cottontailed bunnies there were.
Yeah.
And now that I'm older, it's about, you know, every time I go visit him, we go play. So there's so much connection you can have there. I know a lot of dads that taught their daughter all about football and about the rules. And as a girl, I've been in a, my dad didn't really watch football. So I grew up not really understanding the rules. And then when I was taught football, it's so much more fun to watch. And so if you can help your daughter understand what's going on, you guys can bond over it. She might be, you know, your sports team's number one fan next to you. So lots of incredible things come from just being yourself and inviting your daughter to be a part of that.
It's amazing. And you do tell that story in the book about, you know, riding along in the cart with your dad and, you know, counting the cotton-tailed rabbits that are running around. But you also, with that story and all the stories, because this is a book full of anecdotes. If you're listening to this, that's what makes it so great, is that you've asked questions of daughters and their fathers, and they're all throughout this book in story form, where I read it and there's sometimes I'm like, oh yeah, that seems obvious. And then you read like three more lines and you're like, oh, wait a second. There's more to this. The way I'm interpreting it as a dad isn't exactly how my daughter might be interpreting this. And you tell a lot of stories, but I just go back to, I think you were telling a story also about how going to the golf course on the weekend was all about milkshakes, because that's where, you know, it takes place. And that was the special thing. And it challenged me as a dad, thinking about these dad and daughter dates that we do. And do I do them just because I know I should, or do I make this our thing? And I want to thank you for challenging me to do that, to really make this between my daughter and I our thing. This is our place. This is our shop. This is our coffee shop that we go to on a Saturday morning. Like, guys, if you're listening to this book, I gotta be honest, like, I was able to cruise through it. Like, I read it in 3 days. It was great, but I took so much away from it that I think I can implement right now in my life. And I think the guys listening to this just need to get it, read it, and start implementing these little hints. Because I started by saying, you talked about the dads who are experiencing like, oh, I'm going to have a daughter. And you go from that to some, I want to get into one area for sure. It's like, how do you connect with your daughter in a way that's meaningful and authentic? And you go all the way to the end of like this father involvement of, okay, now how are we going to navigate this dating and trust? And you have this acronym of RESPECT, which I want to get into if you don't mind later on. But how do we as dads, I'm a dad, I'm asking you as a daughter, how do I build a stronger connection that's authentic and purposeful with my kid?
I think it probably comes down to intention and attention. So putting intention into everything that you do and paying attention to her, what she loves, and just obviously paying attention to her when you're talking to her and when she's talking to you. I think those little moments, the micro moments, they add up so much more than, you know, the one big thing every now and then. And I think that it really, that's what creates that bond.
I have them in front of me, and if you want me to, I can read them, but you had five questions that you asked that I really reflected upon, like, how well do I know Maya? Like, how well do I know my daughter? And in my conversations, am I aware of her point of view? Do you want to share some of the questions that you can ask?
You can go ahead and yeah, read them off.
So
and then
there's five, and I wrote them down because I'm going to reflect on these. Like, when we go on our next dad daughter date, these are things I want to ask her. You say, like, what are her favorite things? Like, do I really know Maya's favorite things? Because learning what about what she cherishes and what's important to her is such an important role in this journey as being a dad. How does she spend her time? How does she accessorize and express herself with outfits? Like, how does she dress? And I've noticed, like, she's 11. She's first year middle school. She's starting to get around different peer groups. And I've noticed some changes, but I think it's so cool that she's starting to step into her own person. What excites her and what does she care about the most? These five questions, like, where did these questions come from? And how can these questions shape a stronger relationship and help us brand ourselves as girl dads?
Love that. Well, I think they're all high impact questions, right? There's not a yes or no question in there. And that's really important because it allows you to ask that question and then build a conversation from there. And you learn so much more, especially when you're listening to really what she's saying, like beyond just the words that are coming out of the mouth, how she's saying it, like just really paying attention. You can learn a lot from her. So I think those are all great questions. And I think another, you know, good exercise is the roses and thorns, which I talked
about.
So it's, you know, every night before bed, you can ask her what her rose of the day was and what her thorn of the day was. So it's like highlight of the day. And then, you know, maybe if there was something that she could change, what would that be? And you'll be able to understand what's going on in her life. You know, is there maybe trouble at school that you wouldn't have known about? She might not have spoken up, but all of a sudden you're hearing about this thorn, and then you can, you know, step in as dad and save the day. But I think it's just, you know, asking the right questions is so important, and making sure that they are these high impact questions where she really has to pick her brain and answer them instead of just saying, nothing.
And that's what I get. If I'm not intentional and really in the moment when I ask her, hey, Ma, how was your day today? Good. What'd you do at school today? Nothing.
Yep.
How are your friends? Good. You know, and that's what it is. And I was like, oh man, I think we just get into the rut of asking the simple questions because we don't take enough ownership over our own communication strategies with our kids to elicit more from them, which builds a connection and builds a relationship when you can have a deeper conversation. And I really appreciated these five questions because I think about, you use the example in the book about driving time. And I think about the most impactful conversations that we had. There's a lot of parallels in this book that I love because we're big downhill skiers. And so I'll take Maya and I will do like a dad-daughter day where it's a 90-minute drive to the hill from our house. So, you know, 90 minutes there and 90 minutes back, plus time on the chairlift during the day and everything. There's a lot of like driving time and time for meaningful conversation where you can really ask deep questions. And it just reinforced the importance of that time together. So thank you for diving into that. You mentioned the roses and thorns. Guys are listening to this like, oh yeah, sure. And I'm sure you face this. And this is not enough. Okay, she's 26 years old. What can she tell us about being a dad? But guys, if you're listening to this right now, everything that's in here comes from an experience. There's nothing that's theory in here, or this does not come from a should lens. You're not shooting on people. You're saying, this is what I've learned in my experience. Here's what I've learned from other dads and daughters. And even with the roses and thorns, like, here's what I've learned from working with a team who was really down and really out and like was struggling through things. And that seemed to help in a professional way. Well, why can't it help in a personal way too? So it's just very real.
Thank you for that. Yeah, no, in every parent relationship or parent-child relationship is different and everyone's experiences are different. But I think that's why it was so important for me to go out and interview a bunch of different dads and daughters to get really the 360, you know, perspective, and then obviously share anecdotes from my own childhood and upbringing. But I think there's some really powerful stories in there that I've learned and even been able to implement in my own life.
Hey guys, I wanted to take a moment and talk about our community of DMD brothers in the DMD Mastermind. We are men who help each other to stay focused and intentional in our pursuits of personal, professional, physical, financial, emotional, and spiritual growth. We are a community of men who bring courage, wisdom, and transparency to unfiltered conversations that challenge us to be more impactful men, to be dads making a difference. We do this through our online and in-person events where men come together to speak into each other's lives and then turn around and do the deep work to create change in their families, in their businesses, and in the community around them. If you are wondering if this community might be right for you, you can find more information on the DMD Mastermind, and you can also book a call directly with me at dmdmastermind.com. Now, let's get back to our show. I'm fascinated by the act of interviewing other people for anecdotes. And I have a question for you. In that process, was there anything that came across as like a don't do this or maybe a red flag that maybe to look for, something that maybe we can be more self-aware of that we might not notice as dads?
Yeah, you know, I think the main one that kept coming up, it wasn't so much red flag, but they would express it as the biggest challenge. And that is balancing work and being a really busy dad and then time with your daughter or your child. So that was one that, you know, they expressed as a really big concern of theirs. And I have a lot to say there. So
yeah, please do, because I'm gonna be honest, selfishly, I'd love to hear it. I'm a busy dad. Like, I work a full-time job. I run two online businesses. I'm doing consulting. I'm doing this podcast. And I was like, oh man, like in the evenings, am I really present when I'm actually at home? And it challenged me reading through that section on balancing work and family life. So yeah, please dive in.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I think it's a really common concern. So that's why it's topical and it's really important, but I think it really comes down to the way that you talk about work. So especially when your daughter's young, you know, she looks up to you and she knows that you do this thing called work, but she doesn't really understand what work is. And she knows it's really important to you. And she sees that you spend a lot of time on it. And maybe she looks at you and she understands, okay, you know, work is here on his priority list up here. And maybe I'm down here, but she doesn't really understand fully what it is. And then the complications come when maybe you talk negatively about your job and how much you dislike what you're doing, or conflicts with your boss or your coworkers or your clients. And then she's really confused because she's looking at you and she's thinking, okay, so there's this thing called work. My dad doesn't really like it, but it's higher on his priority list than I am. And how do you think that makes her feel? I mean, not great, you know, just internally, but also when you look at your dad and you're like, okay, so this work thing, like, I don't want to do that, right? Like, that's not inspiring at all. I mean, if anything, I want nothing to do with work. So that's the kind of message that you're showing your daughter. And I think, you know, I share this because I think it's really important to hear, but I also think it's really simple to fix. And it really comes down to communication. So if you communicate properly with your daughter about what it is that you do and why you do it, and maybe if you can highlight, you know, some of the positives of your job, that can be inspiring for her. And then she can also understand, okay, yeah, my dad works a lot, but he, you know, he loves this and this, and this is what he does. And he does that for me. And he does that to provide for the family, or, you know, whatever your reasons are. And I think that puts it all into perspective, and she can be okay with the fact that you're spending a lot of time with that, because, you know, a lot of times the answer to the work-life balance big question is not spend less time working, because a lot of times that's not feasible. So it's really, how do you frame work and how do you talk to your daughter about what you're doing so that she understands why you do what you do and not feel like she's, you know, just on the sidelines and that you don't have time for her. So that's a good way to do it. And I was actually just recently at a conference, and there was this woman, she was a business coach, and she was asking me what I did. And I was telling her about Girl Dad, and I just saw this like spark in her eyes. And she said, you know, I actually had a really terrible relationship with my dad growing up until I was 18. He was always working. He was never around, felt like he didn't care about me. He never knew how old I was. He didn't know who my friends were. He never showed up for me. And when I was off to college, I told him that. I told him exactly how I felt. And he was a wreck, because apparently it turns out he grew up and his parents didn't have a lot of money, and he had a lot of money insecurities. And he made it his life's mission to make sure that his daughter never felt the way that he did.
Wow.
So this whole time, I know, I just got like full body chills thinking about it. The whole time she was the most important thing to him, and he was doing all of this for her. But that's not what she wanted at all. That's not what she needed. And so it's an important story because, number one, you understand the perspective of the daughter. And really what it always comes down to is, does she feel loved? Does she feel special? And does she feel worthy, and worthy of your time, worthy of your attention? And she wasn't feeling any of these things because he was out there trying to provide for her, but there was lack of communication. And then also another powerful piece of this story is the fact that it just took this one conversation to heal 18 years of separation and distance. And now she said they're super close. They talk all the time. Everything's great between them, but really it just, she needed to see his perspective and he needed to hear what she needed from the relationship so that he could act accordingly.
So much to unpack there. Think about that story you just shared about this woman who came up to you. I think as dads, and I know I do this, and the guys we've had on here who've struggled and come through the other side, and guys in our community struggle with this. I'm doing this for my family. I'm doing this for my kids. And then when somebody in our group, our mastermind group, challenges them to what matters most, because you're saying your family is your why, but you're prioritizing this over your family. So is your why shifted? Like, no, of course not. I'm working and I want to provide. And that example is actually quite calm. It's like, I want to provide. I want my kids not to lack anything. I want them to have opportunities. And I want these things. But in the midst of chasing this thing that they think will provide security, they forget about the security of just being there for your kid. And we balance this because dads are expected to provide. Like, they really are. We feel it. There's a lot of pressure on dads right now. And there's a lot of dads who are like, hey, I'm a stay home dad. I rock it at home. I raise my kids, which is amazing. There's still pressure. There's still pressure to be there, to show up, to be present, to be in tune with what's happening. I think I'm not arrogant by any way, but I challenge myself to grow in a lot of ways. And I think I'm a pretty good dad. And I read your book and I'm like, there's a couple stories. I'm like, oh yeah, that's something we do. I do all things. But there's a lot I read that I'm like, oh, I do that, but do I do it through the right lens and the right filter? Or do I do it just because I think it's a good thing to do? You're challenging us right now to think deeper than just the surface level actions. And I think those five questions you provided make it go deeper. The stories that you provide help us go deeper. The story you just shared, help us think deeper, because our relationships with our daughters have to be deep. They really do.
So true.
Yeah. Would you agree? And I think I know the answer to this, but would you agree that maybe that relationship with our daughter needs to be one of the deepest things that we dive into? Because as they grow older, and you would be able to speak to this as a daughter who's now 26, as you grow older in your relationship with your dad, how does that relationship change for the better? Because I'm a dad of an 11-year-old. Right. I want her to be successful. If she wants to be an author by 26, if she wants to be doing a circuit and speaking on stage, like, I want her to be able to achieve those things that she wants. But there's times I'm scared about, like, how do I help her get there?
Yeah, no, I think it really is an investment. It's a time investment, but it pays many, many dividends, and the relationship shifts over times. From what I've heard with most of the dads, you know, it's, you get really close when she's young. When she's a teenager, you drift apart a little bit, and then she comes right back when she grows out of that phase a little bit. And that's super, super common. But I think it does evolve over time. And what I tend to see and what I've experienced is that it goes from dad-daughter relationship to friendship. And that's really cool, because my dad is now one of my best friends. And, you know, growing up, he was more of a, like, you know, a mentor and like a father and, you know, someone I look up to, and I still look up to him, but now I'm calling him on the weekends and just catching up and, you know, going on trips with him and golfing with him and, you know, visiting when I can. And it's so much, it's incredible. We have a great relationship now more than ever. And, you know, every year it gets better because there's just more memories to, you know, partake in, and it's great. So that's something to really be excited about as she grows older. And I think it's, you know, just showing up for her throughout all those different stages and growing with her and recognizing that she's evolving too, and keeping up with her interests. Like, you know, one of those questions about the accessorizing her, herself, right? Like, I, you know, when you asked that question, I thought back to when I was in fifth grade and I was obsessed with Bermuda shorts, collared shirts, backward hats, and skateboarding. And I'm like, yeah, like the most opposite now, right? Like, I love like dresses and like little heels and flip flops. Like, I'm just, I'm totally different when it comes to expressing myself. So I've changed a lot, but throughout the entire process, you know, my dad and I's relationship has maintained, and there's a lot to look forward to in every stage of life.
I love it. Speaking about stages of life, I do want to get into this because as a dad of a preteen who's going to be going into this stage of her life, you talked about dating relationships. You talked about, you know, being there for your daughter in times where she needs you no matter what. And you have this like no questions asked policy you go over in the book. And I think it's fantastic. I'm going to implement that with my kids for sure. Talk about the importance of a dad's role in helping his daughter build solid dating relationships.
Definitely. So I'm not a dad, obviously. but I can imagine that, you know, this is a tough one and sometimes can be an uncomfortable thought. But I think one of the dads that I interviewed really summed it up well. He said, control what you can control. I can't control who my daughter ends up with, but I can control how I treat my wife and how I treat my daughter. And I'm going to make a point to set that bar really, really high. So I think this is really good advice because, you know, actions speak louder than words. You can tell your daughter as much as you want, you know, who she should be dating or like what the qualities she should look for, but that's really not effective, to be honest. But she knows that she's worthy of the love that she has and that she sees and experiences. So if you treat her really well, and if you treat your partner really well and set a really good example for how she should be treated, you're doing her a huge advantage, huge. And I think one of the stories from the book that's really powerful is there was this girl, one of the daughters that I interviewed, and she was dating this guy at the time and kind of having these reservations about the relationship, thinking maybe he's taking her for granted, maybe she doesn't, you know, like him as much as she should, or, you know, just having some questions. And she goes home for winter break and she sees her dad and she describes him as this like big, like macho man. Like he works out all the time. He's jacked, you know, scary, intimidating for other guys. And he looks at her and he says, hello, my sunflower, the light of my life. And she said in that moment, it just clicked. She's like, I have to break up with that guy. Like this is the kind of feeling, the kind of love that I deserve. And I'm not getting that from this relationship. So sure enough, she went and broke up with him. And it's really interesting that it came down to just like the way that her dad greeted her. But it was a reminder that that's what she loves and that's what she deserves. Yeah.
For you, you write this book. There's lots of anecdotes from a lot of people. Your dad has a little message at the end. But for you, can you speak a little bit about your relationship with your dad growing up and what that looked like for you? I think that's an important part of your journey and I'd love you to share with us.
Yeah, absolutely. So my dad was always really inviting into his world. So I knew what he did for work. He would take me to work on the weekends sometimes. He would let me, so he's an engineer. He would let me draw on old blueprints and explore the office and pretend like I was an engineer, and he would take me golfing with him and he would show up for all my games and just like was so supportive and was so so trusting in me. And I think that really helped develop my sense of confidence. You know, actually when I was 16 years old, I had just gotten my license and I was starting to work with him a little bit. He was showing me the ropes and, you know, what he does and everything. And he woke me up in the morning and he said, Madeline, I'm double booked for a meeting. I'm going to need you to fill in. And I was like, what? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
I'm 16. You know, like I just got my license. You know, and he's like, don't even worry. You've got this. It's no big deal. You're just going to go to Long Beach. You're going to go to this pre-proposal meeting. There was this park that was being redone. So there was a bridge and there was all this landscaping. He's a civil engineer. So he wanted to do the bridge and you needed to partner with a landscape architect to submit the proposal. So he said, Madeline, I need you to bring your business cards. You're going to go to this meeting. You're going to talk to everyone. And when you're in a conversation and you find out that they're a civil engineer, you're going to start, you know, exiting that conversation and you're going to move on and you're going to start to talk to all the landscape architects, get their business cards and then come back. And I'm like, oh, what? Okay. But I'm like, okay. I mean, my dad trusts me. He believes in me. Like he said it with such conviction. Like, you've got this. I'm like, I've got this. So I show up there. I'm 16. You know, there's like 20 year age gap. Most, you know, there's maybe one or two other women. So I'm just going around talking to these people, exchanging business cards with landscape architects. And then I come home And my dad, he's like, great job. Okay, now let's follow up with them. So he gives me the follow-up email and I'm like, thank you so much. It was so great meeting you, you know. So we do that together. And it was just, it was, you know, I share this story because it's a really good example of how he parented me. It was more, it was so trusting. He let me into his world. I never, you know, he was gone all the time with work. He was so busy. He sends emails, like still does, just at any hour of the day. It's like unhealthy. I try to talk to him about that. But he loves his job so much. And I've always respected that about him and understood why he spends so much time doing it, because he loves it. And it's never impacted our relationship, even though, like, if you look at the hours of the day, you know, and where he spends his time, like a vast majority is on work. But the time that we have together is so, like, he devotes it all to us and he's so intentional with the time. And, you know, I have two younger sisters too. So he's got three girls and it's the same with all of us. Like, it's very, you know, we all get our time with my dad. He's super intentional about it. We all respect that he works a lot and that he loves what he does and it's inspiring. And he's just, yeah, he's a great dad overall. But yeah, those are just some anecdotes.
I'm sure he's a very proud dad as well. So that's very cool. Madeline, you got a lot going on. When this comes out, we'll be early 2024, and it's exciting. You're on a mission to build a community, a Girl Dad community. So what is that going to look like, and what's your vision for Girl Dad moving forward?
This is such an exciting question. I have so many things that I'm working on. I'm so excited for, and I'm top of mind is this community. So it'll probably launch, I want to say March 2024, but yeah, it's going to be a community full of resources for your daughter, for you, and for everyone that's in the community to collaborate and help each other out. And I've got a lot of good plans there. I will also be doing a lot of speaking events and just really trying to spread the Girl Dad word and get the book in as many hands as possible and just, you know, change the way that the father-daughter relationships are and just improve them everywhere. So if you're interested in being part of the community, you can go to girldadthebook.com/community. And it's super simple to sign up. And there's going to be a lot coming there.
Excellent. Very good. Again, Madeline's book is called Girl Dad Stories, Lessons and Advice from Girl Dads and Their Daughters. This is the cover right here. If you're looking on our YouTube channel, go get it. We'll put a link in the show notes where you can directly go order that from Madeline. Madeline, thank you so much for being here. If somebody wants to reach out to you or connect with you, where can they do that?
Yeah, honestly, you can email me directly, madeline@girldadthebook.com. Or you can submit on the website a message, but feel free to reach out. I really look forward to hearing from people. So, yeah.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for being here and taking time in your week to share with us dads and challenging us to be a better girl dad. Thank you, Madeline, for being here.
Thank you so much, Cam, for having me.
Thank you for joining me today on this episode of the Dads Making a Difference podcast. I hope you found value in today's show. And if it made a positive impact on you, please share it with someone you know, leave a 5-star review, and subscribe so you don't miss out on upcoming episodes. And if you are a father listening to this right now, who is driven to build a life of significance, to truly make a difference in the life of your family, in your business, and in the community around you, go to dmdmastermind.com to learn more about the Dads Making a Difference Mastermind, a mastermind group for fathers that provides men with the skills, the connections, the accountability, the proven steps, and the brotherhood to truly become a dad making a difference. I'm Cam Hall. Thank you for spending time with me today, and I will see you on the next episode of the DMD Podcast.